So let's return our attention to Rosh Hashanah, the holiest, holiest days in our calendar. Rosh Hashanah is a two-day celebration, which begins on the first day of the month of Tishrei. Actually, I want to stop here, and I would like to recognize the presence of the Lord in this place right now. Just want to give him a moment to touch our hearts. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Yeshua, for your life, for your joy, Lord. Thank you for your healing in this place. We need your healing, Lord. We all need your healing, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur delineate a 10-day period of self-examination and repentance, which we sometimes refer to as Yomim Noraim, or the Days of Awe. It is a Jewish custom on Rosh Hashanah to read the story of Akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac. One of my favorite stories, prophetic story. And we will read a little bit later. The main idea of these days of is tshuva, in English, repentance, return to the Lord. One of the best descriptions of tshuva we can find in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 30. And let us open together. It's an important place of scripture. Ezekiel 18, verse 30. Therefore, house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways, says Adonai Elohim. And here's the important part. Repent and turn yourselves away from all your transgressions. I take no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies, says Adonai, so turn yourselves around and live. And today these words have even more meaning for us, because it's not about this life and this earth. I have a revelation for all of us. We all will leave this place, this earth, and be with the Lord, all of us. But the most important, so turn yourself around and leave. Yeshua brought us eternal life. He opened the doors for us to have this life, to have this eternity. The meaning of tshuva, repentance in Hebrew, is turn yourself around from death to life, from our own ways to the Lord, to his own ways, to his will. Messiah Yeshua emphasized this truth in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Matthew 4:17. From that time on, Yeshua began proclaiming, turn from your sins to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. We are very unusual creatures, and believers are very strange people, unusual people. Why? We live in this earth, but it's not fully our place to live. At the same time, we live in the heavenly places. Our bodies are here. We are sitting here. But our spirit is not here. It is in the presence of the Lord. So we are very unusual people. Sometimes our value is so different from people in this world because we are different. Yeshua said this at the beginning of his ministry and emphasized it throughout his time on earth. Repent, make tshuva, turn around, come back to the Lord, go into his presence. During 10 days of repentance, we focus on our need to be changed in our inner being, inside of us. Thank you, Ruth, for saying that. The battle is not around us, battle is inside of us. This world will go to its end, but we are going to the Lord. This is the place of our battle, with our fears, with our unbelief, with our doubts, with our anger. This is the place of battle, battle place, battlefield. This becomes possible only because of our close relationships with the Lord through the Messiah of the New Covenant. We can't change ourselves, only through Yeshua. He can change us. One of the messianic prophecies about the New Covenant is in Jeremiah 31, verse 33. Jeremiah 31, 33. And this is a very interesting place of Scripture, very important place of Scripture. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Adonai. I will put my Torah into their mind and upon their hearts I will write it. And I will be their God and they shall be my people. This is new covenant with the people of Israel. We weren't able to keep Moses' covenant. It wasn't possible for us because of our hearts, because of our sins, because of our minds. But the Lord is merciful. He sends His only Son so we can have eternity. We can have the new covenant through Yeshua the Messiah. And it is promised in Yirmiyahu, the Jewish prophet, who lived a long time before Yeshua came. According to the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord will cut the new covenant with us, the covenant of freedom from sin and fear of death. The biggest fear on this earth, this is the fear of death. The promised Messiah is the only hope for Israel, the Mashiach, the Messiah, anointed one. The great Jewish prophet Yeshayahu, Isaiah, in chapter 61, made a powerful prophetic statement about the Messiah and the work that he would do. And Yeshua, in his first message in the synagogue, it was his first message, referred to this prophecy from Isaiah 61. And let us open the book of Luke, chapter 4, verses 16. Luke 4, 16. So here's his first message. He came to the synagogue. Maybe there were not so many chairs as here, I don't know. For sure it wasn't so comfortable like here. And there were no air condition, I think, I'm sure. It was hot, but the people were there to worship the Lord. So here's the Messiah. He opens the book of Isaiah. Actually, it wasn't book, it was the scroll of Isaiah. And chapter 61, there was no chapters there, but he opened it. So, I would like to read it here, from verse 16, Luke chapter 4. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been raised, as was his custom. It was his custom. He went into the synagogue on Shabbat, and he got up to read. When the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. Can you imagine? He is the author of Isaiah 61. He gave this through Isaiah. It was his words centuries before. And now he is opening his own book. His own prophecy that he gave to Isaiah. And he's reading about himself right there in front of their eyes. It is an amazing, amazing revelation. So the Ruach Adonai is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. How poor we were before we came to the Lord. Spiritually poor. Empty. Hopeless. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. How blind we were before we came to the Lord. To set free the oppressed and to proclaim the year of Adonai's favor, year of Jubilee. Then he began to tell them, and here's the picture. All the people, they were looking at him very carefully. And here he is. He said, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your ears. Which means you read it so many times. You know this place of scripture. You know prophet Isaiah, Yirmiyahu. You know his Ishayagu, you read his many times, but now, today, it has been fulfilled in your ears. I'm here for you. The years of Adonai favor, this is today for you and me. We were slaves to our sins and transgressions. We were brokenhearted in our unforgiven state. We were imprisoned and unable to escape. But when we invited Yeshua into our lives and make Shuvah to the Lord, He brings us healing, restoration, and forgiveness. It is His gifts to us. This is the great news for us today. The Lord is satisfied with the sacrifice of His own Son, and He is not angry at us anymore because of Yeshua. He is the reason of God's love right now. This is why, for Messianic believers, the story of Akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac, the sacrifice of Isaac, has a prophetic significance. So I would like to read this story because this is a traditional part, and also it has such a deep meaning for us. It is in Genesis chapter 22. It's called Gospel of Abraham. Good news of Abraham. Yes. Way before Matthew, it is already in Torah. But please, read it carefully. Open your eyes, open your hearts, and you will see and you will hear. Open your ear, and you will hear it. Genesis 22, verse 1. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, and he answered, Here I am. I love it. Here I am. This is the best answer. If the Lord is calling you, say, here I am. But think about what He can ask you before you say yes. Prepare yourself. He said, take your son. Can you imagine? The Lord is asking, where are you? Here I am. Take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah. There you are to offer him as a burnt offering on a mountain that I will point out to you. Isaac spoke to Abraham, verse 7. Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father. My father, he answered. Here I am, my son, he said. I see the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham replied, God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. And they both went on together. You know the story. Then they came to the place God had told him and built the altar and was about to sacrifice Isaac. The Lord stopped him and provided a ram instead of his son. We know this story. So in verse 14, Abraham called the place Adonai Yireh, Adonai will see, or Adonai provides. As it's said to this day, on the mountain Adonai is seen. What an incredible and prophetic story. This story happened on the mountains of Zion. Mountains of Zion. And today, this is the most well-known mountain on the face of the earth. Not because of its height or is, you know. Because later it became the place of Yeshua's sacrifice. Whole world knows about Zion. Yeshua died there. Adonai Yireh, the Lord provides this account to Abraham and the near sacrifice of his son on that day presents an incredible prophetic picture for all humanity. Foreshadowing the eventual sacrifice of Messiah on that same place, that very same hill, to make atonement for every sin ever committed, not only by Abraham, but by you and by me. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates His own love for us in that the Messiah died on our behalf while we were still sinners. He died for us while we were still sinners. As we conclude, let's take a look at the best-known verse in the Brit Hadashah, the verse that testifies to the accuracy of the fulfillment of the ancient prophecy, the Akedah. Yohanan, John chapter 3, verse 16. And if you remember this by your heart, let us just say it together, if you remember it. And I know we have different translations. Somebody likes to use holy King Jacob translation. Somebody is not so holy, different. But if you remember by heart, doesn't matter. Well, it's important to remember this place. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Can you imagine? Do you want to find yourself in the scriptures? I can show you that whoever you are here, Mazel Tov, you include it in the scriptures. If you would like to find your name in the scriptures, open this place. That whoever believes in him, and you, the person who believed in Yeshua. So if you have not yet placed your faith in Yeshua, if you are wandering throughout the life without his love, without his forgiveness, if you are still trying to redeem yourself, and especially these days, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, so many people trying to redeem themselves from eternal death by doing all kinds of rituals. If you are such a person, if you try to redeem yourself, let me assure you, according to the scriptures, that self-redemption is not an option at all. It's not a biblical, it's not in Torah, it is man-made. Redemption is available only through the Messiah, Redeemer, Yeshua. And the time is right. And the time is now to make Teshuvah. This is the best time for you. To turn to him and to receive him as your personal Lord and personal Savior into your heart. So get right with the Lord and receive his forgiveness and his shalom. And as a customer, I want to tell to everyone who accepted Yeshua, who already know him, I want to tell you something very important. During these days of awe, then people around us may be living in fear and uncertainty. Remember this. If we have made Yeshua, if we have accepted Yeshua's redemption, then we have eternal life already. And we are already living it today. This eternal life. I want to share a very brief story, and I would like to invite worship team up to the stage because we'll continue with our prayer. Many years ago, it's a story not included in my notebook, but it's a very interesting story. Some 20 years ago, when we started congregation in Nikolaev, Ukraine, Messianic congregation, and it was our first or second Yom Kippur as a congregation. And I remember prepared all the message and all the service flow and everything, and we prepared to do a very traditional and very sad, very, you know, kind of Teshuva service. Everything was so. I was behind the scene. I was doing something, preparing myself, and here I started hearing the voices of joy out there. People start dancing on Yom Kippur, joyfully. So I get mad. I had to be really sad here. And when I come to the stage, I felt the presence of the Lord, and joy, and peace. And the Lord spoke to me. He told me, during the time when people are trying to redeem themselves, you already have redemption. Yeshua already redeemed you. And I remember that joy came upon me too. And the service was really strange for me. Why? Because if you are made Teshuva, if you already a believer, your name is written in the book of life. And you have. Not you will have, or maybe you will get there, or if the Lord will be merciful enough, you somehow will crawl there. But you have eternal life. Believe in it. Live in it right now. Trust the Lord. Hallelujah. I would like to invite my wife Ina to come here to join me, and we will close our service with Aaronic benediction. And also, in 10 minutes, we'll be meeting here in this place, so at our right, left door, I don't know, left from my side, for Tashlich. So we'll be meeting here in the sanctuary, we'll read some scriptures, and we'll do Tashlich. You are welcome to stay and participate with us in 10 minutes after the service. So let us pray together. Yivrechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Yair Adonai panavelecha v'chunecha, Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha. Leshana tov.